Earlier today I got to my car and found that the mirrors had been stolen off. I knew I shouldn't have parked in a ghetto because only niggers live here and I can't lynch them all because they procreate too quickly. I found some nigger tracks which I followed to the local crack house. I blew down the door with a hand grenade and promptly began firing round after round into every crackhead and crack whore until they were all dead. I searched the building for my mirrors but I did not locate them. One of the crack whores whom I had just wounded told me in her final breath that one of the crackheads had sold my mirrors for drug money. I slapped the black off of her and demanded to know who the man was with my mirrors, and she told me I'd find him by the shipyard. I quickly dick-slapped her and said, "Do you mean the port?" And then I fucked her until she died, and fucked her some more. After I was finished I gathered all of the cocaine in the crack house which amounted up to 3 kilos and I snorted it all in one sitting and I wasn't even high, because it was nigger cocaine. Then I grabbed 2 shotguns and headed to the port. When I arrived at the port there were 2 white guards, and everyone at the port was white. I was confused at this and I heard one of the guards shout, "It's Moon Man." It was a trap. These guys were nigger lovers. I shot both guards in the face and ran onto the boat, gunning down everyone in my way. I made my way inside the boat and I found the captain. It was my arch-rival Captain Asshole. I shot at him but he was too fast. He attempted to disarm me but I dick-slapped him and shot him in the back of the knees when he was stunned. I then pulled out my copy of Uncle Tom's Cabin and pimp-slapped him around the cabin for at least 20 minutes with it. I pulled my shotgun out and as I laid the barrel over his eyes he asked me, "Why are you doing this, Moon Man?" And I told him, "Because I hate niggers." "Oh yeah, and I guess you have my mirrors also?" He told me, "No, I don't have your mirrors. I am the head clansman of the area, and we are manufacturing poison that resembles crack cocaine for all of the niggers to smoke so they will pay us to kill themselves." I was aghast at this revelation. I couldn't believe that I had fallen for a nigger trap, so I bought up all of the C4 explosives in the area and headed to the NAACP meeting. When I got there I noticed all of the mirrors were taken off of the hoopties there and I shrugged and reminded myself this was the nigger capital of the world. As I set the C4 up I wondered to myself why I hadn't done this before. I walked away and pressed the button, and instead of exploding the C4 failed to detonate. I was enraged because I had gotten the C4 from niggers, so of course it was faulty. I busted into the NAACP meeting and demanded my mirrors. I spotted a large pile of stolen mirrors. When they declined my request I pulled out my RPG launcher, made by whites, and blew them all to hell. After the carnage was over I found my mirrors and reattached them to my car and drove off. I was on a date with this bitch I met the other night. Her name was Laura. Anyway, I got set up with her thanks to my friend Roger. Or no thanks. I was talking to her about the history of lynching and I showed her how to tie a noose when she asks me, "Moon Man, do you love me?" And I said, "I might feel a little thing for you," and didn't tell her the thing I was feeling was in my pants. And then she asked me why I hate niggers, which I replied, "Isn't it obvious?" She then revealed to me that her father's grandfather's cousin was black, which made her I don't know 1/64th black, which forced me to spit out my expensive European liquor all over her. I analyzed her and spotted the nigger in her and set the liquor ablaze and watched her burn. As she flailed around I calmly ordered more liquor, and when it was delivered to me I poured it on her to ensure that the fire would burn until she died. I went to my friend Roger, who was laughing claiming he got me good. I pulled out my cat of 9 tails and whipped him across the back several times like a nigger and poured Colt 45 malt liquor in his open wounds. Then I dragged his carcass to the local sawmill, tied him to a log, and smoked a Cuban cigar. As the log he was on drew closer to the blade, he tried to beg for mercy and said he was blackmailed into setting me up with a date in an attempt by the Black Panther Nation to dilute my pure white blood with that whore. I told him that was nice to know and I would take care of it after his spine was severed. I put my cigar out in Roger's eye and laughed as the saw ripped him apart. I then got in my car and drove to the Black Panther's headquarters. When I arrived they had a blockade ready for me. Sensing Roger's betrayal, I placed a brick on the accelerator, grabbed my legendary Nigger Slayer pistols, and stood up through the moon roof, firing wildly and yet not missing a single nigger. After I was done mowing down the roadblock my car crashed into a Hummer. I flew out of the moon roof and landed perfectly in front of several niggers who all had submachine guns traced on me. Knowing that niggers would fire their guns sideways and miss, I simply gunned them all down as they sprayed their guns aimlessly to no avail. I went inside the Black Panther headquarters and shot my way to Bulletproof Sal, who was obviously immune to bullets. I told him I was here to kill him and knew his weakness. I threw a bucket of old trans fat Kentucky Fried Chicken at him and watched as he devoured it. Seconds after he ate the bucket, he laughed and thanked me for the meal, which caused me to smile. A short time later, he had a heart attack and died. I threw Bulletproof Sal's dead body out of the top story window onto his children, who were playing in the backyard. Minutes later, the LAPD showed up, but I simply told them that only niggers had died in the gunfire. They praised me for a job well done and offered me a ride. I glanced at my car, which was in flames, and I accepted their offer. I got in the shotgun seat of the car, and we left. We were driving back to Los Angeles when suddenly two nigger choppers, or Black Hawks, appeared over the horizon. I knew we were in trouble, so I loaded my Stinger missile launcher. The cop asked me what was going on, and I told him to just drive. The two choppers fired long-range missiles at our car, so I was unable to return fire. I spotted the flags on the chopper and saw that they were from South Africa. This confused me because, as far as I knew, South Africa was the slavery capital of the world. Moments before the missiles struck, I informed the policeman he was fucked, and I exited the door of the car, landing perfectly. The cop car exploded and the two choppers did a 180 and left before I could shoot them down. I was stranded, but luckily I saw a bus, which I got on. All of the seats were taken, so I told a nigger to get up because those are the rules, and when he refused, I broke his neck, threw his dead body out of a window, and sat down. The bus driver and several of the patrons did not take kindly to what I just did and told me that we were in the 21st century now, and a bunch of shit about civil rights and Martin Luther King and blah blah blah. I told them all to shut the fuck up and told the bus driver to do his job. He said okay and stopped the bus and told me to get off. I laughed for a long time, and then I got up and walked to the front of the bus and told him to repeat himself. When he did, I splooged in his throat, wrapped rope around his neck, tied an end to the back of the bus, and dragged him to death. I was driving for a while and I got fed up listening to the passengers' complaints, so I weighed down the accelerator and jumped off the bus and watched the bus drive off a cliff. When it landed, it looked like it does when Wile E. Coyote lands in those cartoons, so it was hilarious. I was close enough to Los Angeles to walk now, but as I was walking, a gang of niggers spotted me and shouted at me. I shot 10 of them, and the final three I just wounded and shot their knees and elbows multiple times until both joints were permanently shattered, and then I left them in the street. I flagged down a taxi, which luckily had a white driver, and we made fun of niggers, and I made him drive me to the airport. When he said the fare was 56.30, I gave him a pint of nigger blood, and he said thanks and left. I walked through the whites only metal detector, and it didn't go off, because whites are allowed to have guns. I walked past the shoe guy and all of that shit, and I carried on 3 bags of hand grenades and multiple other weapons, and I didn't check them because fuck you, that's why. A bunch of niggers and sand niggers complained, but I told them I am white, and they shut up. I booked a flight to South Africa, and there were a bunch of niggers going there, but they weren't being put in the luggage cabin with all the other trash, and I asked the stewardess why. She told me they had paid for tickets, and I laughed and said no, seriously, and she said she was serious. My jaw dropped, and I told her I would be right back, and attached 30 nooses on either wing of the plane, and rounded up all of the niggers who would be on the flight. I tied them all up and put their necks into the nooses. Then I got on the plane and made the pilot take off. I told everyone we'd be serving roasted nigger flesh, and I pulled in the dead niggers from the wing when we were 40,000 feet in the air, because I'm fucking moon man and I can do that shit, and I grilled them, and I put the in-flight movie on, which was obviously Birth of a Nation. I asked some of the white people on the plane if they were excited that they'd got to go lynch some niggers in South Africa, and they informed me that apartheid had been abolished by an ultra-nigger named Nelson Mandela. When I told them I'd just kill him, they doubted me. Well, I went to sleep in first class, after smoking 2 Cubans and drinking some expensive wine, and fucking everyone's mother. I'd kill Nelson Mandela when we landed. After the plane landed, I woke up and took a taxi to Nelson Mandela's Nigger Palace. When I arrived, there was a fucking army standing in my way, but that didn't stop me. I just threw a nuke at them, and after they were all obliterated, I went to confront Mandela. "Hello, Mandela. There's no doubt that you know who I am, but do you know the extent of the pain that I am going to unleash on you?" I asked him. He told me,
"Moon Man, there's one reason you have for killing me, and it is the color of my skin. I was born into my skin color, but I had to work very hard to get to where I am. Unlike the blacks who like to talk like they've been there, like Jesse Jackson among others, I've actually lived in the world of apartheid and I survived it. I've got a lot to talk to you about, Moon Man."
"I'm surprised you're able to talk, since you are a nigger."
"It's okay, Moon Man. The word nigger, that means nothing to me. It's a word of hate manufactured by the elite to give to the working man, so they can unleash their grief caused by them on those who don't deserve it."
"Those who don't deserve it. As I can see, you are a nigger, and by that fact alone you clearly deserve it."
"Martin Luther King once said, 'I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.' Although the nation he spoke to did not listen, I have and I intend to make that happen."
"He did have a dream, but that's all it was. Dreams don't become reality, and I intend to crush that dream right here."
"Wait. There is no reason for you to be such a hateful person. I admit it is natural for everyone to be racist, because that is how we are wired, but it is up to us to hold that racism inside. You see, Moon Man, the elite are all profiting and living good lives, while the common people fight amongst themselves and ignore what's going on above them. Has anyone ever helped you in any way, Moon Man?"
"I don't need any help, especially from niggers. And don't flatter yourself, Mandela. I don't focus my hate on just your kind. I spread it out. Although niggers do receive the brunt of it."
"Moon Man, leave this place. Ask yourself, if I were white, would you act this way toward me? And keep in mind that although I am not white, it was not my decision to be this way, and I am not ashamed of it either. I embrace it, as you embrace the way you are."
"You truly are a wizard of words, Mandela, and if I were a weaker man, you might have swayed me. But you sent helicopters which attacked me in Los Angeles, and if for no other reason including the racism, that is why I'm here. What do you have to say about that?"
"How the hell could two helicopters fly over the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans, which is what they would need to do to get to Los Angeles, not to mention they would need to refuel at some point?"
"That's a good point. However, I saw those choppers at the port where I killed Captain Asshole, and now it is all revealed to me. You are conspiring with the KKK against me."
"You figured it out, Moon Man. Perhaps you are not as ignorant or idiotic as most racists out there. Oh well, you will not make it out of here alive, and if you do, the word is out. The KKK is no longer your ally."
"I'm the KKK, and I will kill all niggers, sand niggers, spicks, Jews, wetbacks, kikes, panface gooks, chavs, and nigger lovers. Starting with you." After my conversation with Mandela was over, I pulled out my nigger slayer pistols and shot him several times in the waist and lower. When he was wounded, I picked him up and threw him in an Iron Maiden, and slowly closed it on him. Before I shut it and killed him, I asked him if he had any last words. He told me, "KKK, KKK, 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 KKK."